And what's that disease that old people get that makes their joints?
Arthritis.
And they used to have a disease here a long time ago that children would get a lot, have severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat.
Diphtheria?
And what's that disease that makes your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow? Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Turn yellow? No.
Have you ever heard of
jaundice? I've heard of it.
Did you know what it was?
Yeah, I kind of know what it is. I know it's a disease, but I don't know that much about it.
You ever heard it called anything else? Like?
Yellow jaundice, or how do you pronounce it?
And what about if you had your appendix taken out? You say it's because you had an attack.
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you, you'd say you had to
throw up.
If somebody did that, had to a whole lot, you'd say he had to do what?
If he did it a whole lot? Retch.
Now, is that the same thing?
No, to me, when you retch, it's after you've thrown up a whole lot, like if you're real sick and you just keep on doing it.
Does anything come up when you retch?
No.
You ever heard the throwing up good cause anything else?
Vomiting.
Is one cruder than the other?
No. I'd use them interchangeably, yeah.
And if somebody had to do that, you'd say it was because he was
sick at his stomach.
And if somebody, if your neighbor there had been waiting to find, to find out something and said, well, I'll tell you as soon as I know. You'd say, well, she hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me about it.
And if somebody, came to your house and you wanted to come back again, you'd say, well, if he doesn't come, what disappointed?
I'll be disappointed.
Would you ever say then, because I'll be disappointed? Like, I should?
No.
What do you think I would say?
I don't know.
You ever use a word instead of will?
Like, shall be? No.
Do you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I would never use it.
Well, if somebody was coming to see you, called you and said, well, we'll be over in a little while, you'll say, well, that's good. Glad to see you.
We'll be glad to see you.
Is there anything else you can say besides that?
I'd say we'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Would you ever say we'll be proud
to see you now?
Do you ever hear that?
No.
And if you're talking about to somebody, you'd say, well, now, if you do that again, I'll turn to a child.
I'll spank you.
And if a boy comes over here, and starts paying you serious attention, what would you say he was doing? He was to you? Well, if y'all started going out,
I'd say we were dating.
And then if you were rather serious about it, what would you say?
Dating steadily.
Is that what you say? We're dating steadily?
That's what I'd say. I wouldn't say going steady or anything like that.
Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah.
And he would be your what?
Boyfriend.
And you would be his?
Girlfriend.
Did you ever hear anything else there besides boyfriend and girlfriend?
Not that I would use, no.
What else would you hear?